All right, our preview of the 2010 Juno Awards continues now on Top of the Charts. Thanks for giving us a listen today. All right, well, we're talking with nominees, performers, and joining us on the line right now is Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo. Where can we see and hear the band in the next little while? I guess the information's on your website, yeah?
Information on the website. I don't think that we're just putting together all our stateside stuff, so we'll be in the Northeast in the beginning of June. We'll be in the West Coast end of June. So most of June is spent in the United States. And then we start doing festivals, some in the States, mostly in Canada. And that'll take us right through the fall, and then we'll go to England.
Now, let's talk about the infamous Juno Cup. Now, we chatted on the ice after the game last year in Vancouver. Are you taking on the hockey legends this year in St. John's?
Of course. This is payback year, of course. Because, as you know from last year, miraculously the musicians beat the NHLers. And there was a lot of threats after that because, you know, we only won because they sort of played a little game of cat and mouse and they got burned. You know, they let us get too close and then we won in a shootout.
There was the end of the game scrap, right, where there was just the...
Well, the end of the game scrap was what cost them the game because they felt that the game was over and then they had all those mock scraps and then we went and scored. You know, we never do anything legally or legitimately, so we probably had too many men in the ice and all that kind of stuff, but... I mean, you know, so you're talking about David and Goliath here and the real result of David and Goliath, where Goliath kicks David's ass. So, you know, we're going to get, they're going to brutalize us this year. They're not going to let us get so close, and it's going to be rough. I mean, I've played against the NHLers a lot, and I know that when they want to turn it on, it can be a bewildering and humiliating experience.
Yeah.
So you spend your minute and a half out there, then you come back and feel shame for on the bench and hope you don't have to go out again. So, but it'll be good fun. You know, St. John's is a great hockey town. They love their hockey, and we tried to get a bunch of NHLers that they'll enjoy. You know, ex-Leafs and some people from the Rock that played in the NHL. So it'll be an enjoyable event as always.
Now, I'm not sure if you're aware, after the game last year, the streets of Vancouver were very much like the Olympics. The crowds were just... It was...
Well, we just hoped that they didn't riot.
No, there was no...
We didn't want NHL Legends fans rioting and wrecking Robson Street because the poor little upstart musicians had won. But I tell you, you know, there's even online, there's a hilarious... 10-second epic have made a hilarious... training video for the Juno Cup, and in that they foolishly taunt the NHLers.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, which never works out.
No.
But it's actually quite cute. They're out there doing their training, and they have some funny graphics. And it's a 10-second epic. They're into it.
So you will be at the Juno Awards, though. You'll be at the broadcast, I understand, performing, right?
Yeah, we'll be at everything, you know. It will be at the Saturday night non-televised, and then we're performing on the show, yeah, which is nice.
And very quickly, I know you participated in the Haiti Earthquake Relief single. Can you quickly tell us about that?
Well, that had a funny opening moment for it. I was at, you know, Bob Ezrin, I know, and so he phoned me and asked me to do this, and I was just arriving in Vancouver that day, so I came over to the studio, and I go up the stairs, and then there's a huge sign that says, Young Artists for Haiti. Well... What the hell am I doing here? I must be here to babysit or something. But you know what was really funny? It was, I don't know a lot of the bands, but I know of them, of course, and I haven't met a lot of them. So it was a whole bunch of young bands that I've known from a distance. So it was really fun to meet everybody. It's a great song, you know, because the Waving Flag song is really an incredibly memorable song. And it's a beautiful message. And Kenan was the man to lead it. You know, I mean, his story is so compelling that I think it's a tributary away from the Haiti situation. And so it was a great thing to participate in. Ezrin is amazing to do it. And it was great to sing with, I don't know how many people were there, maybe 60 singers or something like that. But singers, not just musicians, like people that were the singers. And so the choir was pretty magnificent.
Yeah, and I mean, you get a great feeling because you're doing something really, you know, helpful to others in need. So
I hope so. I hope that's the way it turns out. I mean, obviously it's good for awareness, but I hope it actually does raise money and that the money gets down there. And, you know, you just have to hope that happens. There's not much you can do. I know that everybody along the chain will do all the right things. And I just hope that it generates some cash.
Absolutely. All right. So Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo. The website address again?
BlueRodeo.com. Juno.com, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure it is. Congrats on the nomination, the success, the star on the Walk of Fame. Great time for the group. Great talking with you again.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you at the Juno Cup.
Absolutely.